علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing on certain phrases of the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the situation of the people at the time when the messengers and the prophets came. And he talks about a situation whereby these people, they kind of forget or they interpolate and change that promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been addressed to them. And that promise, he says, he goes on to say, لَمَّا بَدَّلَ أَكْثَرُ خَلْقِهِ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِمْ, that when majority of the people, they start to change that promise of Allah that is there on them. And then this has got results. فَجَهِلُوا حَقَّهُ, so they became ignorant of God's right, number one. Number two, وَاتَّخَذُوا الْأَنْدَادَ مَعَهُ, they started to take opponents for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started to believe in opponents. That means they believe in other entities that can legislate apart from God. وَجْتَالَهُمْ عَنِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَجْتَالَهُمُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَنْ مَعْرِفَتِهِ, and the third effect was that the devils, they began to block the people from knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said previously that this means that now the people don't realize their ignorance with regards to the rights of God. This is a very bad situation.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about these devils or these Satans that block the path from knowing God, we don't necessarily refer to Iblis, the one who didn't bow down to Adam. No, we don't refer to him necessarily. Yes, he is one of those. But Satan is a vast term in Islamic knowledge. In the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to refer to Shaytan, okay, of this entity called Satan, he says, Shayateenul Insi wal Jinn. He says, there are human Satans and there are, jinni Satans. Satans that are both of the humankind and the jinn kind. So that means a human can also be a Satan. And other things can also be Satan's. So Satan also refers to anything that takes you away from the path. Any force of corruption, any force of misguidance becomes a Satan. So this force, this negative force that can cause misguidance, corruption of the soul, okay, disruption in order, and all of these things, these negative forces that bring negative effects, all of them are referred to as Satan. Now, these Satans are also of two kinds in one way. Some are within the human being and some are outside the human being. Those Satans that are within the human being include issues like desires, like self-centeredness, okay, and other things that are within, you know, these desires especially, anger. All of these, that a person follows them and they take him away from his direction, his true aim and goal in life. These are Satans basically. They kind of cause a person to go into the wrong path. So some Satans are within the human existence, some are outside, like the dictatorial rulers, the kings, the misguided priests and scholars. All of these, yeah, or maybe a scenery that attracts a person to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that maybe entices a person towards, let us say, the opposite gender and go towards that direction. All of these are Satans, the different forms of Satans that are, in Islamic terminology, these are called Shaitan.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when you talk about some of these shaitan especially, they might not be bad or evil intrinsically. So for example, the desires that are within us are not evil intrinsically. They are good. They are there for a purpose, and that is for a person, let's say, to satisfy them in a positive way, through marriage, through, for example, the right things, by eating the right types of foods, let's say, the desire to eat, when you talk about the desire to eat, or the other forms of desires of the lower part of the body. These types of desires are all desires that have a positive dimension to them, but they can be used in the wrong way. But there are certain things that are bad themselves. Of course, there is nothing like complete and absolute evil, but they have intended evil for mankind. Sometimes when we talk about these, we talk about these evil rulers, or we talk about, Shaitan, let's say, or the devil, or that Iblis himself. You see, when you talk about Iblis, and we talk about these types of entities, they've actually geared themselves to misguide mankind completely. But other things are not geared for misguidance, but they are geared for another purpose. These are people who have geared themselves for misguidance, and of course they are tests which people need to overcome. As I said, there is no absolute evil, and therefore all of them can be taken as tests, and they can be converted into opportunities to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, as I said, there are these internal devils and there are those external devils. Now, when a person follows his desires and doesn't have a bridle over, those internal, excitements and those internal feelings and those internal outstretches that maybe force a person towards committing a certain thing, then a person becomes gullible towards the influence of these external shaitans. And therefore, a person needs to be careful so that he doesn't fall into the trap of these kinds of entities. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه